And welcome back in Game Day SportsRadio.com. Monday morning blitz brought to you by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, joins us on the Monday morning blitz. Mike, kind of a wild weekend in some aspects over this past college football weekend. I think we got some of the results that we expected with Alabama and Notre Dame and Georgia and of course, Clemson. However, I'm not going to speak for you, but I was a little bit surprised what happened up in the Horseshoe. Not necessarily that Ohio State won, but just kind of the way that they won.
Yeah, and I had Ohio State because they were a home underdog. But never did I think they would snowball Michigan like that. But the main reason to play Ohio State in that spot is because they own Michigan, and that was a big monkey on Harbaugh's back. And even with the fact that the referees made a lot of calls against Ohio State, they still ran away with it.
Yeah, I was surprised that Ohio State's offense moved the ball on that Michigan defense, but of course, RSA moved it as easily as they did. But, you know, that Michigan defense is a high-pressure defense, high risk, high reward. And as Bob Stoops used to say, you know, we play the band defense. You know, after this play, somebody's band's going to play. Maybe ours, maybe theirs, but somebody's band's going to play. Saturday, it was the Buckeye band playing a good bit. All right, what about Tuscaloosa? Did that game surprise you at all? Were you surprised that Alabama handled Auburn so easily in the second half? It was a close game at halftime. As a matter of fact, Auburn gets that early touchdown that's taken off the board. You know, Auburn actually could have gone into halftime with a lead, but Alabama came back in the third quarter especially, too. It just had a great third quarter, kind of put that one away.
Yeah, that game, I didn't expect 73 points to be scored, you know, despite the fact that Alabama averages a lot of points per game. That game was close in the first half. It was competitive. And then in the second half, Tua was putting the ball where it needed to be. Receivers were making catches. And once you're down that much, I think you saw that the Auburn coaching staff decided once it was over, hey, we're going to just end this game and focus on our bowl game.
Mike, Clemson took care of business with South Carolina, and yet there were some Clemson fans and actually some media that covers Clemson that was talking about it wasn't a big enough win, that the margin of victory wasn't enough, upset Dabo Swinney, and I think rightfully so.
Yeah, well, look, Clemson was a 26-point favorite over their in-state rival. It's not like South Carolina is a dumpster fire or not a poor team. They're a good team. They're not at the level of Clemson, but Clemson scored 56 points on them, and South Carolina had a good game plan, and they made some good plays. But you win by three touchdowns. You only miss covering the line by, you know, 5 points. That's, to me, is not really worth talking about as far as – I agree with Dabo. That's not really worth talking about when you get complaints about winning by 21 over your in-state rival.
Notre Dame goes out to Southern Cal. All they need to do is win, and they're in. I thought they played very conservatively. I think Brian Kelly was like a golfer. He's standing on the 18th tee. All he has to do is make six, and he wins the tournament. He plays a safe shot right down the middle with a 3-wood, taps up on the green. If it takes me 3 putts, no big deal. I'm going to make a bogey and win. I think that's exactly what he did out in Los Angeles. But credit that Southern Cal team. I think they came together. They played probably the best game they've played all year. And they rallied around their coach, and it worked. Lynn Swann announced yesterday they're keeping Clay Helton. But, again, back to Notre Dame, I think they pretty much secured their place in the playoffs with that win. They're undefeated 12-0.
Yeah, they should be in the top four. The committee will put them there. Vegas doesn't have them in the top four. Maybe they would have them at five, but I don't see them getting taken out. And look, it's not just Notre Dame. when these teams get in these situations, a lot of times you're going to see them play tight. That's what I saw with Notre Dame. If you're an Irish fan, the concern is physically USC's been getting beat up, and the Irish couldn't run it on him. But again, they were playing tight. They knew it was a case of win and we're in, and it'll be their first playoff appearance.
Mike, if the playoff rankings follow suit with the AP poll and the coaches poll that came out yesterday, the SEC is going to have a championship game, number one versus number four. Georgia took care of business easily versus Georgia Tech. I thought Georgia Tech would give the Bulldogs a little bit more resistance than they did, and I don't think it's really a slight at Georgia Tech. I think it's really more of just how good this Bulldog team is this year and how they may be peaking at the right time.
They look to be, and I thought Georgia Tech would cover the 17, and the game wasn't even as close as the score shows, 45-21, but the Bulldogs were up 45-7. Tech got a couple of late garbage touchdowns. Hey, this Georgia team, Alabama opened as a 12-point favorite. They're up to 13 as we speak today, but Georgia can play, and it wouldn't surprise me if the game is much like last year's championship game, and Georgia might get the win.
Mike, we're going to have you back on Wednesday morning, and we're going to talk in-depth more scenarios, what ifs, this, that, and the other, especially involving Oklahoma and Ohio State and the Big 12 and the Big 10 championship games. But just for a second, let's talk about this SEC championship game between Georgia and Alabama, because, and again, in all likelihood, unless something really strange happens, we're going to have a matchup of top four ranked teams. And do you think that there is a scenario where both Alabama and Georgia still get in this thing if Alabama wins? I think obviously there is a scenario if Georgia wins a close one over Alabama that Georgia moves up, Alabama falls, but not out of the top four. But do you think there's any scenario whatsoever that Alabama beats Georgia, yet Georgia still gets in the top four?
Yes, I do. And that scenario would be Texas beating Oklahoma, Northwestern beating Ohio State, and Georgia's in. Because Central Florida lost their quarterback, and we both know that Central Florida, the committee's not going to put them in the top four unless there's total disaster. All four teams were to have to lose. Mm-hmm. So there is a scenario to where if Georgia loses to Alabama, they could stay in the top four, but it would have Oklahoma losing as a 7.5-point favorite and the Buckeyes losing as a 14-point favorite.
Well, Mike, I know you bring this up very often, and I can't remember the exact statistics of what this would be, but with Alabama at number one and Georgia being projected at number four, we're guaranteed of a SEC team in the playoffs once again. So what does this make? 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 9 years that an SEC team has played for the national championship?
Well, it makes, I think, 11 years in a row for an SEC school. But remember, Alabama or Auburn, it might be 11 years in a row for Alabama or Auburn that have played for it, because you go all the way back to 09, and every one of those years, either Alabama or Auburn have played either in the BCS title game or the college football playoff. And then you go back before that, you had those Florida Gator teams and the LSU team. So the SEC has certainly been up there every single year.
Mike, we appreciate your time, and we're going to have you back on Wednesday morning after the rankings come out tomorrow night, the final playoff rankings. And Wednesday morning, man, block out about 20 minutes. We'll go over a lot of hypotheticals and just have some fun discussing what may happen this championship weekend.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'll do it. That's Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning, we'll do it. Hey, you just let us know what time works for you, and we'll make it happen on our end.
Yep, look forward to it. Be interesting to see if Ohio State or Oklahoma's in that fifth spot.
going to be a very interesting week with the playoff rankings and championship weekend coming up. Mike Benard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, with us. He'll be back with us on Wednesday morning. You're listening to GameDaySportsRadio.com. We'll be back after this quick break on the Morning Blitz.